This week in House Matters, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, announces measures to alleviate the drought conditions currently affecting the island.
Jamaica, it's time to participate in the public sector customer service competition. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Vote online at cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities. The public sector customer service competition. It's time to vote. Time to give the winners recognition. Deadline February 28.
Periods of drought in Jamaica often result in severe water shortages due to inadequate rainfall, and this can lead to the country facing significant environmental, agricultural, health, economic, and social consequences. Cabinet has approved $30 million for the trucking of water to drought-affected areas of the country. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, made the announcement during Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives, where he addressed measures to alleviate drought conditions currently affecting the island. Mr. Pickersgill said the ministry will be partnering with the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development to allocate the funds, especially to those areas not served by the National Water Commission, the NWC.
The funds will be allocated to the respective parish councils for the trucking of water to those areas, districts and communities identified by the members of parliament as being in need.
Minister Pickersgill added that this process is already underway, while stating that local authorities that have a balance from last year's allocation will not receive any new funds until the balances have been cleared. 21 rapid response units currently operate island-wide. 2 units in the metro region, which comprises Kingston and St. Andrew. 9 units in the central region, comprising Manchester, St. Elizabeth and Clarendon. 4 units in the northern region, comprising St. Mary, Portland and St. Anne. And 6 units in the western region, which comprises Trelawney, St. James, Hanover and Montego Bay.
There are 26 additional units which will be repairing in the short term. $10 million has been allocated so far for the repairs. Once the repairs are completed, these will be put into service as follows. 6 in Kingston, 7 in St. Catherine, 8 in St. James, and 5 in Manchester.
A total of $3 billion has been allocated to the National Water Commission to undertake a major program to replace or rehabilitate several of the 445 water storage tanks across the island to bring them to full functionality. Minister Pickersgill said the money is being provided under the K-Factor program. He told Parliament that over the next 3 months, approximately $100 million will be spent on bushing, inspection, assessment, and effecting minor repairs on these facilities.
In addition, for tanks in areas affected by drought, more significant emergency work totaling an additional $100 million will also be carried out over the 3 month period. The remaining funds are expected to be used for engineering major rehabilitation or replacement of other tanks requiring such intervention.
The water minister also informed that the ministry, through the rapid response unit, has 70 wayside tanks throughout the island, many of which have fallen into disrepair following the winding up of the unit by the former administration.
It will cost a total of approximately $7 million to repair these tanks. We realize that given the current drought conditions, these tanks need to be rehabilitated and to be put back into service. And so my ministry will be moving expeditiously to undertake the necessary repairs.
In the meantime, the minister said the storage levels at the Mona Reservoir and the Hermitage Dam are at close to 100%. He noted, however, that these storage levels are expected to decline during the prolonged dry season. While the government implements various measures to address drought, you also have a role to play. What can you do? Make every effort to practice water conservation. You can make a difference by being conscious of the amount of water you use and look for ways to use less whenever you can. That's it for this week's edition of House Matters. Join us again next week as we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.